Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
Good morning, everybody.
It's another great day here at Mornings at McFarland's. I cannot tell you, this January has been so cool so far. I mean, I just feel every day
cool
we should just
or
say
cold.
Cool. I mean, it's been cold outside, but cool indoors here at Mornings at McFarland's. We've just had great guests. We've started out. I feel like every time we do a show, I should be screaming out at the top of my lungs, "Happy New Year!" Because it's just, you know, we started out and had, well, you know about that because you were going to be my first guest.
Yeah.
My guest today is Lindsay Giese. And Lindsay is the executive director of the River Arts Inc. If you've been living under a rock or, you know, somewhere where you just don't know about these things, but Lindsay and I have been friends for years and years and years and work together pretty much regularly, yeah. I think, you know, with doing productions throughout the year.
Yep.
But Lindsay, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and you were going to be our first guest of the year, and then Karen DeSanto, as Karen DeSanto does,
yep.
Just
can't,
her schedule.
Can't blame her.
Oh, you know, she had a really tough schedule. She came in and talked about Boys and Girls Club, and you know, so she started out the month. So you know how Karen is, high energy.
Yes.
Oh, so
I've got a lot to live up to today.
Oh my gosh, you know, but you don't have to, Lindsay. You just be yourself, and we'll be fine.
And then last week you had another great guest.
Yeah, we had Gene Unger and Barb Barzin were here talking about the Eagle Days, and from what I understand, Eagle Days went great. So that's good to hear. That
I went to the Birds of Prey show.
Did
it
you?
Was awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Delightful.
So and then
I didn't take any kids with me. Like, I just go. I'm strong enough to say that.
Like, because you have an aunt, or you're an aunt,
I'm
so
an
you
aunt.
Could have brought, like, your little nieces.
I could have.
Yeah.
Right. No.
But no.
Nope.
You just enjoyed it. You soaked it up
did.
For yourself.
Loved seeing those eagles close up.
Oh, isn't
goodness.
That cool?
Yeah.
We took the kids years ago now. I mean, gosh, Lizzie was probably 9 or something like that. So, and she's 26 now, or 27. So just turned 27. So, you know, goodness gracious, you think about the years that have gone by. But it was cool then. I'm sure it's cool now.
It is. So they did a great job.
Anyways, so we digress, but that's okay because you and I can digress on all kinds of subjects. So, Lindsay, you have been executive director of the River Arts Group?
About 5 years as executive director, a little bit longer, just working with the organization.
So. Okay, and you come from a singing background, obviously a performing arts background,
mm-hmm.
So because you were people that would remember you back when you were 12 and were at high school,
gosh.
Right?
And
so
I hope not.
Going
I hope they don't remember that.
Going through the middle school programs with Denny Kahn and then going through the program with Karen and Sue. Great.
I still remember my songs from back
oh, really?
Then.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes.
So you could still sing. We could just break out into one of those tunes, couldn't we?
We could. I'm not sure what the royalties would be for the... I was a cabin boy in my sixth grade musical, In Quest of Columbus, was called.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I would think in most cases, Max FM's BMI ASCAP licenses would cover it. But,
I don't know.
They might not
some
be
very
like,
original work.
Yeah.
Here.
What was the name of that tune again? I don't know. We're going to find the rights on that, baby. So then you went off from there, got school degrees, and then did some performing professionally too, right?
Yeah, I did. I studied arts administration and music theater in college at good old Viterbo in La Crosse.
Yes. Great town, too. And you're close enough to the Twin Cities to take in stuff there if you want to, up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And that's only about, what, a 2-hour drive or something like that?
It's a little bit longer, but you know, I think... anyone involved in the arts knows this, but I think a lot of people don't understand how much time goes into some of the behind the scenes. And that was true in school, too, because you're working backstage on shows. You're trying to be in a show.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking classes.
Right,
and
right.
So I kind of was a little bit of a hermit and stayed on campus.
That's for sure. Unless there was some sort of like group activity or something. We're all going to go out,
or
a class kind of thing where you have to see a show in order
otherwise,
for class
yes.
participation.
It was very studious.
Yeah.
Very studious.
Isn't that the beauty, though, of like a smaller liberal arts program when you're in theater programs? Because I found that at Carroll College, too. I remember my Carroll University.
I missed the memo. I should have worn my turbo gear.
You could have. So we could have had like an alumni festival of some sort.
Ooh, next show.
Yes, there you go. But no, I found found with the smaller schools like that in general that you don't have the prima donna thing going on.
Right.
You know, because some of the bigger programs, oh, no, I'm an acting specialist, and I'm in the, you know, but in a smaller program, you do. You have to work, you know, one show you might be the sound tech, mm-hmm. and the next show you're a leading role or, mm-hmm. you know, just a supporting character or whatever. So I think it's really good for, what's that old Stanislavskian thing? Love the art in yourself, not yourself in the art. And, it, you know, you kind of learn that.
Get so these gems coming out this morning.
Oh, yes. I just throw out the whenever I can. When I'm at a party, I just say, do you know Konstantin Stanislavski? Let me just quote some of his more famous things. You know, and then everyone's, ooh, ah. You know, they're saying, oh, no, here he goes with the Stanislavski thing again. God, Raul, just shut up. So, but anywho. So, and then you did some performing, like, on Caribbean cruises or something like that. Wasn't that wonderful?
I was with Holland America and Celebrity Cruises.
Okay.
It was pretty wild. Yeah, I got to see a lot of the world.
How does that work? I mean, are there like shows every day of the week while you're on the
boat? No. It depends on the length of the cruise.
Okay.
So the production cast, which is what I was a part of, as opposed to guest entertainers. The guest entertainers are on for like a week or maybe a few weeks at a time, but then they hop around ships usually.
Okay.
But the production cast are on the ships for at least 6 months.
Okay.
So even if it's a 1 week long cruise that maybe the vacation goer is on, the production cast will stay on week after week of those 1 week cruises.
Okay.
And so on a 1 week cruise, maybe I would have like four shows, so I'd work four nights.
Okay.
But on a 10 day cruise, still I would only have four shows, so I'd work four out of 10 days.
Wow.
And my very first contract, I had a 35-day cruise in Hawaii. It was horrible, as you can imagine. It was Hawaii and like Bora Bora.
Got to go to work here. I'm so really
and I worked.
Tired.
I think we repeated one show in that 35 days.
Okay.
And so I did. I worked five out of 35 days.
Oh.
And you get paid the same, like
five out of 35 days.
Yep.
Five out of would you,
yeah.
Five
yep.
out of 35.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's a grueling life in the arts, isn't it? And then you're
so
touring Hawaii. Well, and
I had no bills, like, you know, no car insurance or mortgage or rent or food, nothing.
So,
so coming back to like real life,
okay, like
you get really hard when you go.
I mean,
I call it my land life now that I'm on land.
And you're
again.
Like thin, you know, I mean, you're like, you know, normal. How in the world do you work on a cruise ship for that long? I mean, I've heard about the food on these things. It's just nuts.
The average passenger gains a pound a day on a ship, right? So I was like, yeah.
The fruit plates and that was it?
Just can you imagine away from like the gaining 7 pounds in a week?
Oh,
it
my
happens.
God.
It's not
Well, and then
it's
it takes like 6 years to lose it. I mean,
yeah.
I, you know, I'm trying to lose about 20 or 30 pounds. It's like, you know, okay, no, I can eat that one shrimp and then I'm done for tonight. You know, it's, oh my
but,
Lord.
But so yeah, it was a fun time.
Cool.
But it's great to be back in Sauk Prairie, my hometown.
So how many years had you done that?
It was about 4 years.
Okay, so you were out for a while.
Yeah.
So cool. And then did you come right from that to working at River Arts, or was there?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did the cruise ships, and then I lived abroad in Argentina for a little over a year.
Okay.
And then I moved from there directly back to Sauk Prairie.
Okay. So in being back in Sauk, well, your family has been farmers, right?
They started out as farmers, but they live in the country. And, but my family's all kind of still around the area, which has been great. But when I moved back originally, it was just to kind of get my bearings being back in the States. And then this dream job fell into my lap.
Yeah. I mean, it really,
which is River Arts, which we were going to talk about.
I remember that. That was really fortuitous the way that worked out, because we were, I was on the board at that point in time. And, you know, it's been interesting because that, you know, that group was originally formed to build or help build the River Arts Center. They were instrumental in it. What, $1 million or something was raised to build that.
Yeah.
And then once it was built, it was kind of like, okay, well, what do we do now? And they've been doing the performing arts series for, you know, pretty much since inception.
Yeah.
But then the other things, I mean, what's the motto is inspire, enrich, and educate? Is that the...
You still remember. remember.
I try to remember a few things.
Inspire, enrich, and educate the community through the arts.
Which is, that's a lofty mission.
It is.
When you think about it.
Absolutely.
And then figuring out, okay, well, how does that translate into a community that's as diverse as the Sauk Prairie community? Because we have everything from, you know, highly professional people that a lot of cases are commuting into Madison, so they're exposed to that Madison arts community. Yep. And then you've got a very rural population, and you've got people that have been around forever.
Yeah.
And all of those people bring a different appreciation of the arts and what qualifies as arts to the table. I mean, you know, and you've actually, I think, done an excellent job. I cannot say this enough, folks.
We have about 70 events.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it would be kind of hard not to reach everybody.
Tons of events.
I like to, you did a great job kind of summarizing the beginning stages, but I liked it when people ask who we are and what we do, because a lot of people know the River Arts Center facility, mm-hmm. which is great. I love that they know that that was built in 2000. And River Arts Inc., who I work for and who I'm here talking mm-hmm. about our events today, as you said, was a part of having that facility built.
Right.
And but it was just a performing arts series for a while that we managed there, and then exhibits with the school and professional exhibits. There's a gallery space if you haven't been in there.
So Wisconsin Regional Artists or things like that.
Yeah,
that have
all
through.
Kinds. And then in 2011, we opened up the River Arts on Water Gallery, which is in downtown Prairie du Sac.
Okay.
And then most recently, this year, well, in 2017, we opened up our studio space, which is for classes. So now we have... And that's what really has grown us, almost doubling our events.
Sure.
We felt like we were doing a great job on the inspiring and enriching part of our mission, but the educate part, and we do a lot of outreach with the schools, with our public shows that we bring to the River Arts Center.
Sure.
And some other artist residency things, but we really felt like we were missing an opportunity with our community as far as education goes.
Okay.
So the studio has really fit that.
Well, and there's such a wide range of things that you can do to educate, you know, I mean, because that's a...
In all ages.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to, we want to include everybody, so...
Sure. Meet the learner where the learner is, not, you know, necessarily the other way around. Come on, learner, come to me. So.
Well, and you always think, and we do, and we love working with the schools, and the Sauk Prairie School District is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You first think that's the best place to bring outreach opportunities and educate, and we'll always continue to do that. But a lot of people who are, you know, they're not in school anymore, you want to continue your education. And so that's, you know, the college graduates all the way on up to retired people. They want to fill that need, and it's hard to find those opportunities sometimes to continue to grow.
Yeah, those lifelong learners, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about all that enriching and that inspirational, inspiring stuff and that educating stuff.
And
we'll take a quick break here to hear a word from our sponsors. My guest this morning is Lindsay Giese, the Executive Director of River Arts Inc. And you don't want to go anywhere, because she's got like a whole list of things to talk about and events that are going on, and there just might be something there that you would want to know about, or that you know somebody that, that would be so fun to do that with my sister, or whatever you might come up with. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back here on 99.7 Max FM here at Mornings at McFarland's.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll, or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. So Lindsay and I are just chatting a little bit. Just in case you're wondering, folks, you know, she's looking around things going, oh my gosh, Christmas stuff is 75% off right now. So, and there are some pretty cool doodads there if you go over there.
This
you know,
is why you asked me on the show. I would shop and buy all of
the 75% I'm shamelessly commercialistic. So,
It's just, the listeners should get down here soon.
They should.
Before
they
I
should,
buy it all.
We are losing money on most of this stuff right now. But, you know, that's okay, because then we don't have to store it someplace, which is a good thing.
And so it's really cute stuff.
You know, and Gabe Weldy took over as our manager a while back, and Gabe just does an incredible job of, you know, she's got that, I hate to say it, but that feminine touch of things, of just knowing what's kind of cool, you know. And so I hope that's not too, like, you know, 20th century or whatnot of me, but, you know, there is, and I think men have that feminine touch sometimes too, personally.
It might just be, you know, style.
It is. It's a sense of style. It's a sense of just what's kind of cool and fun and, you know, a little bit more of a, you know, looking at things from a just a different vantage point, a sensitivity that is really wonderful. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to look at the stuff that she's been bringing in the store and, you know, things that I don't think we would, you know, well, if John McFarlane was buying this stuff, I'm telling you, this would not be here. It would be, you know, hot tamale sauce for Christmas or something. So anyways, so Lindsay Giese is my guest today on Mornings at McFarlane's. Lindsay is the executive director of the River Arts Inc. organization here in town, which we are very blessed to have an organization like that in our town.
We are.
You know, and we were going to talk about all of the stuff going on, because you've had a great season already in the Performing Arts Series, which is the one I'm most intimately involved with, but we've also do shows at the River Arts on Water, and I have yet, shame on me, I have yet to take one of the classes. I have got to get in, because there's so many cool things, like the Making Clocks thing that you had back in, what was that, August? And now we just had Redneck Tenors was just on a couple weeks ago, which was hilarious.
Everybody wants them back. Every person that left the theater said, please bring them back.
Wow. Like, yeah, just,
that's great. That's what you want to hear.
Just fun. It was so much fun when I got there to, you know, work backstage and they were decorating the set. And I asked one of the guys that was with the show, I said, so what's the deal? You must have been like collecting this stuff forever. And he said, you know what? We actually go into places and the people that bring us into the venue will say, oh, I've got the perfect thing for you. And then we put that on the set too. And it's so fun because then we come back and they'll see our show someplace else and they go, oh yeah, I gave them poster. Or whatever. And I thought, well, we got to think about it. If we do bring them back, we have to have a meeting about which thing we're going to give to them.
They also were funny because they asked what the most redneck thing about Sauk Prairie was. And naturally, I said, well, we have a whole festival dedicated to throwing cow poop.
Right.
So that took us right up to the top of the list.
We've got to be. That's got to be like number one for the country.
They loved that.
That's going to get used in their show, I'm sure. They're going to talk about
it. It was used in ours, but I bet they'll continue on about it.
That just, you know, well, in I think the other big one, the world competition, is in Oklahoma somewhere. Marietta.
I thought it was like Texas or something. But I don't know.
I thought it was Oklahoma or Kansas or something like that, because Marietta Ryder was on the show back when before the event, and she was talking about how they had gone out and seen that, and that was kind of the inspiration for coming back here and doing one. So, and we're actually, I think ours is bigger than the world.
Probably is.
In terms of like the craft show and all that stuff.
Anyway. And we also, River Arts Inc. manages the Cow Chip Arts and Crafts Fair.
Yes, you participate in that. Indeed. Yes. So another place to see you at work.
We really do a little bit of everything.
So what's coming up right now? What's going to happen in the next few weeks?
So this Friday, talking about the concerts at the Downtown Gallery, we have Tom Wasilchuk and John Parrott coming. That's Friday at 7.
Okay.
If you haven't been to our concerts before, they're a lot of fun and very casual. So it's all donation based. Come a little bit before 7. Vintage Brewery is our beverage sponsor. Okay. So there are beverages.
Sure.
But just really laid back.
Right.
No advance ticket sales. It's all donation based. It's a kind of give what you can give kind of thing.
Well, and now with the new facility, the last one I was at, I noticed it's so nice because you can roll a lot of the you know, movable things out into the other area and then have a lot more seats.
Yeah.
So
it's just it's kind of like a cafe kind of setting. Like it's an intimate setting. You're really up close and personal with the musicians, and it's quiet. So when you go to like bars, which are good, I love going to see live music at bars, and I love that Sauk Prairie has a lot of those opportunities. But this is more of a you really get to hear the music. It's quiet.
Sure.
But there's still the social aspect and, you know, beverages and
I think it's kind of boutique-ish or something. You know, I don't mean that in a hoity-toity way, but that's really, I think, common in, like, European settings, almost like a bistro.
Yeah.
You know, I think of it being bistro-esque.
Yes. And so all ages are welcome. And we do different kinds of music. So this Friday happens to be like a Western or vintage swing, I think they call it. But there's also going to be some jazz to, it's a wide variety of music. So just depending on the genre of music, that might determine if you want to bring your kids or not. But we don't, we love when kids come to the concerts that where it's appropriate.
So it's this Friday at what time?
This Friday at
7. 7 p.m.
Yeah,
okay, donation
everything
based.
That I'm going to talk about is on our website, which is riverartsinc.org.
Okay.
You can also just stop down at our downtown gallery. We're open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday and pick up information or just chat with us. And you can call us, too, and I'll talk about that that phone number later. But this Friday, this Saturday from 10 to 12, we are starting our very first social Saturday, which involves coffee and coloring.
Yes, the adult coloring.
The adult coloring book, right?
I'm so all over that.
So come, this first one is absolutely free, and it's John Joseph Coffee that we'll have. Uh-huh. So you can make a coffee, come with your friends. We'll have different areas for you to sit. We have gel pens and colored pencils and all different kinds of coloring supplies. We'll have the coloring book pages for you. And it's not a guided class. Like, it's very casual. We just want people to get used to enjoying our space. Like, that is what it's there for.
Okay. Now, I'm really intense when I color.
There's no yelling allowed.
Well, no, I'm not that way, but I'm like, I become antisocial when I'm coloring. Because I'm like, you know, no, this should be mauve. And this here, okay, now that has to be like a contrary color.
That's okay, too. We'll give you your own table.
Okay.
We have Wi-Fi. So you can.
If the
coloring book's not your thing.
Okay.
Come and have a coffee. You can go on, like, use your computer and just sit in a nice, quiet, beautiful space. We're right on the river.
Chill.
Just hang.
Chill, baby.
So we are starting that out just once a month.
Okay.
I'm starting up. So this Saturday is our very first one.
Okay.
And then ongoing, we'll have it one Saturday a month, and we'll just see how it goes.
Man.
That's
so much fun.
It's gonna
Where
be a
did
lot of
that
fun.
Idea come from?
I don't know.
No?
I wake up at 3 a.m. sometimes with random thoughts.
And Rambo, your dog, just goes,
And I feel bit. So we do have a studio manager. Her name is Christina Koopman, and she's fantastic. She's been with us for a few years, and she is the main programming person for this new space.
Okay.
So she does most of it. Every once in a while, I just have these kinds of random ideas, though, and she humors me. And
sometimes she'll have
those random ideas, too.
Well, that's good.
We're a really good partnership.
That works. That works.
Yeah. It's between both of our craziness.
Right.
We come up with, I think, really fun stuff.
I personally think some of the coolest things happen when crazy people get together, you know, especially when they're medicated.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So unmedicated, not so good.
Please come on out because, it's absolutely free. And even after that, it's going to be. Super low cost. Like, we just want people to come into the space and enjoy it.
When John Joseph Coffee, oh my gosh, John Brennan.
It's delicious.
He and his son roast that, just to perfection. So it's just incredible.
It is
coffee.
Actually a big, I don't know what's the right word for it. Kudos to him.
Okay.
That I usually like lattes or any little like sugar or something in my coffee.
Right.
I can drink John Joseph Coffee.
With nothing, just black. Because there's so much flavor.
Yeah. Right, and it's not too bitter. And you know, there are the different, there's the mild to the bold, but it is
cool.
Really nice coffee.
Okay.
So come on, and that is how it's going to be. We know we're not like a baristas and making the coffee for you. We're going to have the John Joseph Coffee there, which is delicious just by itself.
Okay.
But we'll have like, you know, creamer and sugar and some other little mix-ins, but you'll help yourself to whatever you want.
I can bring cookies. Okay, cool.
You can pre-register, even though it's free, you can still pre-register so we can kind of get a count or just show up.
Okay.
And that will be the same for the whole series.
Okay.
You can register in advance or drop-ins are fine. And you can come, it's not a structured class, so you don't have to come from 10 to 12. You can come from 11 to 12 or 10 to 11 or whatever time you want to be there. We're just open for you to come and enjoy the space. So that's at our downtown gallery as well. 590
that's just
Water
this
Street.
Weekend. Okay, so
that's
now let's
just this
like
weekend.
Rattle
so like,
through
zip,
stuff.
Zip through.
Yeah, gosh.
And I don't usually have to bring notes, but I did today because I didn't want to miss something because there is so much stuff.
Go for it.
So next Friday, we have what we call our Crafts and Drafts series, where you had get beverages and you make art. So this one coming up is snowflake string art. I'm not even going to go into it if that floats your boat, or if you want to just check out our
go
Crafts and
Drafts
series, you need to check out our website because we do those once a month.
Okay.
And they're also very laid back, fun. We get lots of groups of people in there. They have a great time. So that's next Friday, 7 to 9, also downtown.
Okay.
We have an art reception at that downtown gallery. We just brought in two new artists. Roberta Condon is one. She's a fiber artist. She makes beautiful baskets. And then Mike Murray is a photographer. So we are featuring them. And that art opening is Friday, February 9th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
Free. We have food there. You get to meet the artists. And not only those artists, but some of the other 35 artists that we represent.
Right.
So we are a retail gallery.
A little shout out to that, too. I mean, the thing that I think is coolest, well, one of the coolest things, it's hard to say what's the coolest, but one of the coolest things about it is that the number of artists in the area that get to be featured, that get to have their stuff on display someplace, because that's tremendously difficult to find for an artist. I mean, oftentimes you have to pay or, you know, there's huge amounts of, you know, effort involved in that, but you're regularly showing 30 to 35, sometimes more than that, artists that
and
are on display.
They all live within 30 miles. That's our criteria.
Okay.
And it's a stunning gallery. The oohs and ahs that we hear every day from people coming in, and it's worth it. And you can come in, most people that come in, we certainly don't mind when you buy something, but you don't need to. It's really laid back, and you can just view it and enjoy the space. And so come on in and try it out, because I think some people think it's like this very pretentious hoity-toity space.
Well, but it's all over the place.
The opposite. It is gorgeous. You will be stunned by the quality of the work, but it is...
Jewelry, pottery, hanging things,
and we have
textiles.
Chocolates. I mean, we have things that started a dollar on up. So
earrings.
It's all different kinds. It's gorgeous.
Cool.
So we digressed again. But so that's Friday, February 9th is that art opening. Saturday and Sunday, February 10th and 11th, we have a class. It is Business Skills for Artists.
Okay.
Led by the wonderful Helen Klebesettle, and I always mispronounce her last name, but if you know who she is, like, she's known in the artist community, so I always feel even worse when I mispronounce my own name.
With
so
a
sorry,
name like
Helen.
Raoul LaBrèche, I mean, you know, man.
But that there are still openings for that class. February 16th, we have another of our Crafts and Drafts series, and it's our couples night out, so it's wine or beer glass painting. Lots of fun. And couples is like anything. Like, it can be your best friend. It can be partners. Whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
But it's like a twofer deal. Like, two for the price of one almost.
Gotcha.
So come on out and enjoy that.
Cool.
And then I'm just going to do a couple other ones, because I know I could, if I went through the rest of our season, we'd be here forever.
Well, and we have to have you on. I think, you're on like biannual. I think we have to go to quarterly.
I think maybe we do. Okay. Friday, February 23rd. From 5:30 to 7:30, this is at the River Arts Center. So this is our high school gallery space.
Okay.
We have an art opening featuring the third biennial Wings and Water. Oh my gosh, we just hung this exhibit yesterday. It's going to be open to the public starting tomorrow until March 9th.
Okay.
So you can go 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and see that exhibit. It's open, free and open to the public, and that's at the River Arts Center Gallery.
Okay.
It's a national call for artists that we held. So this is the third time that we did it. And we have 41 artists from 22 different states. And just last night, while we were hanging it was not even up, but there was a band concert, and everybody was just commenting, like, where did this art come from? This is such a stunning exhibit. We had no idea that a school, a facility attached to a school,
could have
something
like this
professional.
Sure.
This exhibit in the past, we always get featured in the Wisconsin State Journal. They'll come and run articles on it. It is gorgeous. It also, the pieces are for sale, but again, just to see the work, you'll be breathless.
Like, there's that inspiring and nourishing thing going on again.
So it's open starting tomorrow until March 9th, but the actual art reception is February 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30. A lot of those artists will be there, and the juror, who's Graham Reed, he'll be there to announce the awards.
Okay.
So last two little things that I wanted to mention are also at the River Arts Center, and it's part of our performing arts series. That is Tallymore, who's coming Friday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. They're a contemporary Irish group, so the tickets have been selling really well for that, it sounds like.
Just in time for St. Patty's Day, too.
Faith and Begara,
that
will
be wonderful, eh?
I knew you were going to little accent.
Got to do that Irish brogue whenever you get a chance, you know. So
that will have an outreach during the day for first and second graders in the school district, which is going to be a lot of fun, but that show, there still are tickets available.
Okay.
RiverArtsInc.org. pretty self. They're a great group, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It is like Irish contemporary Irish music.
Okay,
they're a great group. And then this isn't for a little while, but I wanted to plug it now because we are selling a lot of tickets for this as well, and I don't want you to miss out. And that is for Larry Gatlin, who is coming Saturday, April 7th at 7 p.m.
And he changed because originally he was going to be earlier in the season.
He was earlier. Yeah, he was going to be in February. So all of you that couldn't come in February, now that we switched the date to April, I hope you can make it. Saturday, okay. April 7th.
Okay.
It's his solo show, so it's not all the Gatlin brothers. It's just Larry, but it's an intimate acoustic evening with him. He's going to tell lots of stories about his work with the Gatlin brothers and his solo career.
Sure.
And sing your favorite hits.
Yeah, all over the spectrum of country music, too, which is really
cool. Yeah, I mean, the reason that we had to reschedule the show is because he's getting some big award in Texas that day, a songwriter award. So, understand why he wanted to reschedule.
I get it.
But that's going to be a fantastic show. Again, tickets are at riverartsinc.org.
Okay.
You can come in person to our downtown gallery and buy them in person.
Okay.
Or you can call us at 643-5215.
Excellent.
Easiest way to get all this info is going to be on our website, riverartsinc.org, in case if you're like me and you can't remember those phone numbers or you weren't writing it down.
Got it. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with my guest, Lindsay Giese, the executive director of River Arts, and we'll just do a quick recap of what's going on this weekend here at River Arts, Inc., and other places throughout the world of Sauk Prairie. Thanks, folks, for joining us here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on 99.7 Max FM.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DeMarsPlumbing.com.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Bundled up again this morning. The wind chill factor is still down to around 10 below at times here this morning, but it is going to get warmer today. Here's your 99.7 Max FM weather today. Mostly sunshine, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high right around 22. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this afternoon. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here most of the day. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer, high of 34. On Friday, partly cloudy, high right around 40. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Wallet Associates at 800-608-2285. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 3 above.
99.7 Max FM.
And we're back here for the last minute. Some more Jenny Crowlands.
So sad.
No, thanks so much for joining me this morning. Lindsay Giese has been our guest. Wonderful, as always, to see you. So much fun to talk. I mean, we just blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, half hour's done. So
I don't know if we'll have any listeners at the end of the second hour. But.
Well, they better be listening because we've got great programming coming up on 99.7 Max FM, and you don't want to miss any of it.
I won't be here, is what I'm saying.
Fine. What's going on this weekend? One more time, quick recap, Friday.
Friday is Tom Wassilchuk and John Parrott at a house concert at the Downtown Gallery at 7 o'clock. And Saturday from 10 to 12 in the morning is our social coloring book day at the gallery.
And both of these events are America's favorite word, free. So let's sing that in harmony. So don't miss those right down at River Arts Gallery, which is 590 Water Street.
You got
is that right? Okay. Right down in Prairie du Sac, kind of next door to Bonham. Masonic Temple is there, and then right next to the other side. All that good stuff. Okay. And then we also have an event going on this weekend here at McFarland's. So call Mark Krieger if you want to. Phyllis Roth is going to be here, who's a master gardener with Extension. She's going to be doing some great stuff here, doing a little bit of lecture. I think it's at 10 o'clock. Sorry, folks, I don't have that right now, but call down to the store. They'll be able to tell you.
She's great.
And then we're going to even have some activities for kids. We've got some little pots and stuff that the kids can play with. So lots of fun stuff going on in Sauk Prairie this weekend. Don't miss it, because there's a lot of living going on here in Sauk Prairie. Thanks for joining us this week on Mornings at McFarland's. We'll see you. Well, we'll hear you. No, maybe you'll hear us. That's how it's going to work. On Mornings at McFarland's, we hope you enjoyed the show. And join us next week. We're actually going to continue this arts thing, Lindsay, because I've got some people coming on from CAB, the creative arts people up in Baraboo. So we're going to be talking about a production they've got going on at the Ringlings Theater. So we're just going to keep this whole arts thing going, the arts groove, baby. The arts groove, baby. Can you feel the arts groove, baby, going on next week as well? So thanks for joining us again, folks. We hope you join us next week here on Mornings at McFarland's, broadcasting live from McFarland's on Carolina Street here in Sauk City on 99.7 Max FM.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Labrèche is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMar's Plumbing.